So the first thing I need you to do for me is, for real, and you say, E.T., what does this have to do with success? I need you to get a set of values, because without a set of values, you'll never be successful. Because stuff is gonna come up, and if you don't learn to be true to who you say you are, I'll be real with you. If it wasn't for Christianity, I would have never forgave my man. Like, I'm gonna be 100 with you. I would have just never went to my man and say, I forgive you for being a dog. I forgive you for asking my mom, was I yours? I forgive you. I would have never forgave my man just off rip, but I forgave my man because I live by a set of values that said you have to forgive if you want to be forgiven. I live by a set of values that said that if they hit you here, you got to turn the cheek and let them hit. I didn't grow up like that. But at 17 years old, I embraced this group of values and I realized, E.T., you can't be successful if you say one thing and you do another thing. So I'm here to tell y'all, for real, success, number one, starts with you. Like, for real, real success is you say one thing, and if you do what you say 70% of the time, you're going to be average. If you do what you say you're going to do 80% of the time, you're going to be real good. And if you do what you say you're going to do 90% of the time, you're going to be great. Because very few people do what they say they're going to do. It sounds good coming off your lips. It sounds good when you tell people, I'm going to University of Michigan. Then you come home for Thanksgiving with the jersey on, right? You come home with the outfit on, right? With the U of M. You come home with the blue and maize, and you're trying to pretend like you're going to class when you know you're not going to class. But you come in with the gear on and with the book bag that you sit down and you don't pick back up, but you want everybody to see you with the outfit on because you want to say you're a student when really you know you're not a student because you ain't going to class. You're not doing your homework. My son, I took him to the emergency room. We got out at 2 o'clock in the morning. I had a flight from Detroit at 6 o'clock in the morning, which meant I got 2.5, 3 hours of sleep before I had to get up and get on the plane and go to the Chiefs. And my son said to me, Dad, I need the doctor to give me a pass. I said, a pass for what? He said, Dad, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. We leaving the emergency room. I said, son, are you kidding me? You're not about to die. Your head don't hurt. Your throat is messed up. Son, listen to me. You're going to have to go in with a terrible throat. He said, well, why do I have to go? I said, because I'm paying 25 grand. I'm paying $25,000. So every class you miss, that's about $150 you just threw on it. So if you miss 3 classes, son, that's almost $1,000. You mean to tell me you ain't got to go to class, but I got to go get on a plane and I got to go spend time with the Kansas City Chiefs? I got to put in work and I got to come home and split my check with you? I got to get up, but you don't? I said, son, you told me you wanted to go to Michigan State. And I did everything I could possibly do to help you to make that dream become a reality. I got on your butt your junior year. I made you take your ACT to another level. I made sure you took your GPA to a whole other level. Son, I gave you everything. You know how many students that don't get a chance to go because their parents can't afford it? I worked and did what I had to do, so when they asked me for the 25 grand, I had it. When they asked me for your books, I had the money to pay for your book. You don't got to go to class without books, son. But you mean to tell me that you can't get up? I said, listen to me very closely. I didn't say I wanted you to go here. I didn't say that. You said that. And so you got to do me a huge favor. It's time to be a man now.